April 10, 1914, Jesus crowned with thorns. Jesus has his center and his throne on earth in the soul, who does his divine will. How love operates and how the divine will operates. This morning my always adorable Jesus came as crucified and shared with me his pains. He pulled me toward himself so much, into the sea of his passion, that I could almost follow him step by step. Who can say all that I could understand? There are so many things that I don't know where to start. I'm just going to say that in seeing the crown of thorns being torn off, the thorns prevented the blood from gushing out. As they tore the crown off, that blood gushed forth from those little holes, flowing on his face in large rivulets, on his hair, and then flowing down on all the person of Jesus. And Jesus, daughter, these thorns which prick my head will prick the pride, the hotness and the most hidden wounds of man, to let the pus which they contain come out. The thorns soaked in my blood will heal him, returning to him the crown which sin had removed. Then, Jesus made me go to other steps of the passion, and I felt my heart being transfixed in seeing him suffering so much. And he, almost as to relieve me, continued to speak about his holy volition, my daughter, my center on earth is the soul who does my will. See, the sun spreads its light everywhere on earth, though maintaining its own center. In heaven I am the life of each blessed, but I still keep my center and my throne. In the same way, I am everywhere on earth, but my center, the place in which I raise my throne in order to reign, my charisms, my satisfactions, my triumphs, my own palpitating heart, in which I find the whole of myself as if in my own center, is in the soul who does my most holy will. This soul is so much identified with me that she becomes inseparable from me, and all my wisdom and power cannot find the means to detach me from her in the slightest. Then he added, love has its anxieties, desires, ardors and restlessness. My will is, instead, perpetual rest. Do you know why? Because love contains the beginning, the means and the end of any work. Anxiety and restlessness arise in order to accomplish it, and much of love and imperfection mixes with them. But if my will and love are not united together at every step, poor love, how dishonored it remains, even in the greatest and holiest works. On the other hand, my will operates in a simple act, giving to the soul the full attitude in order to accomplish the work in the manner of my will. And while my will operates, the soul rests. Therefore, since it is not the soul that operates, but my will within her, there is no anxiety or restlessness, and she remains free from any imperfection.